This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Lyric Jones perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
I need all my cash, need all my fans, give me my advance, straight to the bank, bank. I need all my cash, all mine, need all my fans, all mine, give me my advance, all mine, straight to the bank, bank.
Yeah, CTC, cash the check, nigga. Don't DTP, I'm trying to rest, nigga. All is well, wait and see how far I go. Ski mask strapped straight to Wells Fargo. Not before I toss cassettes out the car door. Don't call me now, this that other Miss Cleo. They come at you out the blue wanting free shit. Like you need them, I'm like, you call me, bitch. Don't get me wrong, I discern case by case. Did we build face to face? I might give you a break. My gripe is meeting snakes, venom in the denim. Interaction be fake, switch up my cop and new denim. See, now I need the bag, dollars, euros, pesos. Respect my time, I stash rhymes by the caseload. This ain't a hobby, I'm expensive, nigga, case closed. Keep it moving, good luck trying to replace gold.
I need all my cash, all mine. Need all my bands, all mine. Give me my advance, all mine. Straight to the bank, bank. I need all my cash, all mine. Need all my fans, all mine. Give me my advance, all mine. Straight to the bank, bank.
I'm reconsidering shit. When I found out what a stripper can get, wish I could wear a mask, get the cash real quick, and do the Men in Black flash, and make whoever saw forget. Funny thought got me laughing off and shit. Deep down, I ain't mad at the Claremont twins. Savage by any means, scheming for dividends. My presence should make these labels wanna make it rain on me. Icing on the cake is the fame, homie. Had your chance and dropped the ball. Love me now or not at all. In my bag is gonna cost ya.
I need all my cash, all mine. Need all my fans, all mine. Give me my advance, all mine. Straight to the bank, bank.
I need all my cash,
all mine.
Need all my bands,
all mine.
Give me my money, nigga.
The bank, bank.
Cut the check, like, I need my bread, like, where my stimulus, my unemployment. We all need to make this money, money.
Straight to the bank, bank.
Oh, all my cash, all my bands.
Straight to the bank, bank.
Yo, what's really, really good, y'all? Hi, my name is Lyric Jones. Thank you for tuning in to NPR, this wonderful platform, to check out my Tiny Desk Home concert. Man, shouts out to NPR. I mean, this is unprecedented times, and just to have a platform for us creatives who yearn to perform and be on a stage to still put out our art to a wide platform, whether it be YouTube, Instagram, things like this, are, it really just keeps us afloat, especially when we don't know what's next. So much love to NPR. And the last song you just heard was my record All Mine. It's off my album Gas Money that I put out last year. Here is the album here, my vinyl, so feel free to slide over to my website to cop one. Shouts out to Nameless, who is the producer of the whole project, and much love to Black Soul, who co-wrote that hook with me and is the featured artist on that record. So I had to make sure I shouted the homies out. But on to some serious shit. Man, COVID-19, y'all, coronavirus. Can't overstate how real this is for all of us. Not some of us, not most of us, all of us, all of our worlds have been shaken up and twisted upside down. And, you know, me specifically, I'm mainly just affected financially. I haven't been sick or anything, thank God. But a lot of us have lost people. I mean, lost family members, friends. I mean, we've lost icons during this time. And to sprinkle on top of that, the uncertainty of not knowing where we're going to get our next paychecks as artists, creatives, it's just a headache. It's a headache because we already deal with that regardless of a pandemic or not. We're already gig workers, you know, trying to figure out what's next. And for me, I can speak to that 100%, you know, from I'm a hustler. I've driven Lyft, Uber, Postmates. You know, I'm a teacher now. You know, shouts out to all my students. I teach, you know, hip hop and rap techniques as well as artist development, songwriting. You know, that's been on a halt just due to lack of students, you know, and hours, things of that nature. And of course, gigs, they're all shut down. We all know this. There's no concerts, there's no festivals, there's no tours. And it just happened like that. So for me, my situation isn't unique. Many of us are trying to figure this out, and some are even dealing with worse. So, you know, this is just a confusing time because we've never seen anything like this. But I'm trying to see the silver lining in the forced sit down moment of really regrouping, recalibrating, I'm sorry, and finding more sparks in my creative genius. So that's how I'm trying to just stay positive. And I mean, shoot, this whole rig, this whole setup is just different for me, you know? So this is fun and curious at the same time, I guess. But I'm not going to talk y'all's ears off. I want to get into my next joint. It's called adulting. We all know what that is. Most of us are going through it. And, you know, I'll talk a little bit after, but I'm going to do an acapella version of adulting. And again, shouts out to Nameless, who produced the record originally. So hope you enjoy. Grown and then we got some real world experiences from old and new friends and paying rent. Seasons came and then they went. Adjusting just takes time, but I just wanna write rhymes. Gotta eat the right food, gotta exercise, gotta check my credit score, keep my numbers high, gotta stay fly with my nails and hair. Don't get me started on dating, it's a nightmare. It could all be so simple. Life would rather make it hard, but once you get a good rhythm, it'll catch you off guard. I don't wanna think about that. Can I chill and relax? Yeah, so hard to leave my bed. Trying not to think about that. Can I stay at home and relax? Yeah, so much going through my head. Rise and grind, I know I gotta get this
red, the sun shining real bright outside. But I'd rather watch Netflix instead. My crib hella unorganized, yeah. Looked around, I should probably tidy up. Still ain't unpacked from my trip this month. Probably meet the homie for lunch, but never got a text back from the follow-up. Living single in the city of angels, friends getting married, having babies, I'm just trying to handle me, myself, and I. Take so much energy, but look at the time, it's 4:45. I'm still in the same spot. I'm playing Candy Crush in my jammies, but life shit still in my brain. Something like a ball and chain, I don't wanna think about that. Can I chill and relax? Yeah, so hard to leave my bed. Trying not to think about that. Can I stay at home and relax? Yeah, so much going through my head. Yo, these negative thoughts can get aggressive like celebrity thoughts. Posted up rent-free in my psyche trying to weather the cost. I need a team like them Letterman jogs. My whole entity, the life of a boss. Kate, I asked, how much a dollar really costs? I need to win the lottery for all the costs to exude greatness and make do and be patient. Cause every now and then the quick thoughts of time wasted. And old heads say your 20s is the shit. They live life to the fullest, I wish. Now I'm reclaiming my time to the max, unapologetic, cause I don't give myself enough credit. Don't wanna be that woe is me Jones, so I pour a fireball and rum chata when I'm home. Peace and quiet joys of living on my own. Kick my feet up, escape the thoughts of running laps through the dome. I don't wanna think about it. Can I chill and relax? Can I chill and relax? Can I chill and relax? Yeah. I don't wanna think about it. Can I chill and relax? Chill and relax. Chill and relax, yeah. I don't wanna think about that. Can I chill and relax? Yeah, so hard to leave my bed. Trying not to think about that. Can I stay at home and relax? So much going through my head.
Adulting. I know my homies in the 30s, late 20s, 30s, that's some real shit I was just spitting just now. So a little bit about me. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Shouts out to the Bean Town. I moved to Georgia to go to school. So I lived in Georgia for about 7 years or so. And now I live here in LA. I moved here in 2012. And I always say this LA era is my adulting era. I moved here in my mid-20s, and this has been the adulting era right here. And yeah, let's just throw a pandemic in there too. Let's just throw a whole ass pandemic that we've never seen ever while I'm going through adulting. So I thought it was ironic because in that song, I'm complaining about wanting to stay home all day and not wanting to get up and do shit. And well, be careful what you wish for. So I thought that was funny. But, you know, that's just real, too. You know, before all this, just being a hustler, just doing multiple things, and then also trying to just figure out life, your credit score and eating right and exercising and friends and relationships and balance, all of those things, you know, sometimes it just gets overwhelming and you just don't. It's just like, I just don't want to. So that was just like my little vent song of relatability to everybody, I'm sure can relate. But yeah, that's adulting. So I'm going to hop into my next song. But before I do, I want to leave you with two things. First, how you can support Lyric Jones. I have all the things, all the merch, all the music. So feel free to add me to your Spotify playlist or your Apple playlist and jam on. I got everything everywhere. And of course, if you want to physically support, I have clothes on my website, thelyricjones.com, is where you can purchase my bars only hoodies and shirts, as well as my vinyl. Me and Nameless would appreciate that for copping the gas money vinyl as well. It's also there. So feel free, you know, every little bit helps. So even honestly, just sharing my music, telling people helps in this time, because the more people follow along, the more the career happens, I guess. And I also wanted to say, you know, a lot of people say with this pandemic that we're dealing with, coronavirus, COVID-19, you know, my thoughts and prayers to everybody affected. It's a very cliche phrase. And for me, I feel like all of us are being affected. So it's without, it's obvious, like we're all affected. Some are affected way more tragically than others. But I want to speak to my creatives, my music artists, dancers, you know, gig workers, gig economy workers, where we thrive off energies of others, of our fans, our supporters, and we thrive off of our art being on a platform. Don't be discouraged. It's easier said than done, but it will come. The spark, the creative energy, the enthusiasm will come again. Social media just makes it feel like we just have to be on all the time. We have to have everything figured out. And I've been trying to practice being kind to myself, more patient with myself. It's easier said than done. But every now and then I'll just wake up inspired. And I'm just learning myself now. I'm learning myself in a whole new way during this time. And I didn't think that 2 months ago in March. I just thought the world was coming to an end, literally. So, you know, if it takes you longer, if it takes you the next day, it's okay. There's no rules right now. Nobody knows what's going on right now. So be kind to yourself and be patient. And if you got to just lamp on the couch for a little bit, in the bed, take your time, you know, because we are fragile. Whatever we put out in this time, in this era, is a bookmark in history, you know, especially as musicians, you know, we're bookmarking this time. So for me, my personal, you know, testament is I want to be intentional with what I do, not just putting out content for content's sake, but being intentional, because my children's children's children is going to know about this time. And I just want to know that I impacted it with intentional music, intentional thoughts and insight and perspective. So that's just, you know, what I wanted to leave to everyone dealing with just a stagnant phase right now. It's very unfamiliar sometimes to just be stagnant. So yeah, just be encouraged, man. Just it's all we can do is just try to find ways to feed ourselves mentally, creatively, and literally feed ourselves. So again, enough talking from me. I'm going to get into my joint Lush Lux Life, the affirmation song of what I should be doing, living luxurious. So hope you enjoy. Luxury sunrooms, candles lit, blue pools, indoor waves, penthouse games, my rules, you choose, leader of the new school, a lecture with the pressure, staring right through you, with a point to prove, too close, baby, my love is too butter, on the low end, the theory was on deep cover, unspoken elephants, doo-wop in the abyss, don't mean a thing to remiss of this, flawless, natural shit, guilty of being stung by fuckboy venom, damn near fell numb, post, vendetta, provoked agendas. Guess I'm part of the cycle now, cause your niggas caught the Jones in the cycle realm. He wanna touch the helm of my garment. Stir my soul is the only requirement. I rap the gospel, the good news, that fire shit. Aloft the aspiring. You should worry when I get quiet, cause it's a sign. Within me, to live life so luxurious. I see it so clearly, just like it should be.
Maybe it's dangerous to feign the lush life, right? It's me to live life so luxurious. See it so clearly, just like it should be. Or maybe it's dangerous to feign a lush life. 995 studio apartment, Van Nuys, blink your eyes, then catch me in the Arts District. Sky rise, first class, sky miles, fuck lines. 6 days a week, fine dining, they say it's all timing. My revolts are unforgettable. Nat Queen Cole, dream of Diddy bopping in fur coats. And stop traffic just for a quote. To be acknowledged by Jones is the antidote. The radio poking the sleeping bear. On air polar, cause my heart's cold now with no cares. So get your mans. One step from an affair by just a glance from me. Savage now with hopeless romantic backstories. You gotta wear a mask only with good intentions. The lush looks like has no protection. Just revel at how they wanna be proud of you in your mentions. There's no question, they feeling for the best shit. It's in me to live life so luxurious. See it so clearly, just like it should be. Maybe it's dangerous to feign the lush life, right? It's me to live life so luxurious. See it so clearly, just like it should be. Or maybe it's dangerous to feign a lush life.
Yes, yes. Shouts out to NPR again. Tiny Desk. Thank you. Again, my name is Lyric Jones. You can follow me at Lyric Jones everywhere.
You care about what's happening in the world. Let State of the World from NPR keep you informed. Each day, we transport you to a different point on the globe and introduce you to the people living world events. We don't just tell you world news, we take you there. And you can make this journey while you're doing the dishes or driving your car. State of the World podcast from NPR. Vital international stories every day.
In a stressful election year, we know that a good show, movie, or book can feel like a sacred thing. At Pop Culture Happy Hour, we believe pop culture can be good for you, so we're here 4 days a week to bring you a book, movie, or show recommendation to put you in high spirits. For a dose of old-fashioned pop culture therapy, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast only from NPR.
What does it mean that Trump's mugshot recalls Paris Hilton's? What does the fake resume of George Santos tell us about American myths? What if I told you that the Kardashians are the new Kennedys? On It's Been a Minute, I give you fresh ways of thinking about what's going on. Listen every week to It's Been a Minute from NPR.